You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Overhaul NSA's handling of American calling records while preserving other domestic surveillance programs. For the first time in months, U.S. manufacturers are picking up steam. A trade group says manufacturing growth accelerated in May after 6 months of sluggishness. The gain was propelled by more new orders and by an increase in hiring. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Qatar has agreed to temporarily extend the travel bans on five senior Taliban leaders released in a prisoner exchange last year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A senior U.S. official says the travel ban will remain in place until diplomatic talks produce a long-term solution for the Taliban leaders, who were released from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for captured U.S. soldier Bo Bergdahl. The travel ban was about to expire, and members of Congress repeatedly expressed concern about what would happen if they were free to leave Qatar. At least one of the five allegedly contacted militants during the past year, and the White House confirmed that one has been put under enhanced surveillance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new round of UN climate talks is set in Germany this week, and six European oil and gas companies have called for a global price on carbon as a way to curb harmful emissions from the burning of fossil fuels. The companies say governments should link up their carbon markets. South Korea says the number of people in isolation could rise after having contact with those infected with the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. So far, nearly 700 people are being kept in their homes or state-run facilities. South Korea has reported 17 cases since a man tested positive following a trip to Saudi Arabia. The illness has killed hundreds of people in the Middle East. Windows 10 will be rolled out next month. Microsoft says it will allow users to switch between personal computers, tablets, smartphones, and other gadgets with ease. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures. Never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature is 60 degrees here in beautiful downtown Flemington. My headset's falling off. Looks like they finally got the weather back. When I opened the weather at the bottom of the hour, last hour, they still had Monday on there, and Monday night, or they had Sunday, and it was off. It was off by one day. Now we're looking at tonight, which is a 70% chance of thunderstorms, likely with a low of 57, and on Tuesday, an 80% chance of heavy rain with a high of 69, and Tuesday night, a 70% chance of thunderstorms likely. Please stay tuned. This is normally NAMI's hour, but I'm sitting in for Larry Cartwright today. My name is Richard G., and we'll be started in a minute. Welcome back, everybody. This is Richard G., and normally this is Larry Cartwright's hour, NAMI of Hunterdon, Mental Health Matters, but Larry is on vacation. He's in Canada enjoying himself for the next 2 weeks, and I will be here with guests. As everybody's heard me say before, I don't care to play music. I like to talk. And my guests this hour are Robert Hackman, who is the president of Men Mentoring Men, and Jerry Zipkin. Did I get that right, Jerry?
You got it.
Jerry Zipkin, who is the vice president of Men Mentoring Men. Why don't one of you first explain what Men Mentoring Men is?
Well, Men Mentoring Men is a group of men that I guess started meeting 25 years ago. It was founded by Ed Adams, who's a PhD psychologist and artist.
Who was on my show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And it's essentially a group of men that are interested in getting together and discussing things that are going on in their lives in a way that typically or often doesn't happen with men. And I'd say another aspect is that it's guys that have a desire to work on becoming better men in a okay. variety of ways in their lives.
Okay. You know, I had a guy on, and I'm trying to think of his name, who was helping homeless veterans. And I was saying, I never had a conversation with my father, not once, not any kind of conversation. But at the same time, my father was a World War II vet, and I think he had some problems. He worked hard. He was kind. But all he wanted to do is do his job, come home, and read the newspaper. And I said, all my life growing up, I never had a conversation with a man. The only thing I can say is that thank you, because I think I became a better father, because I was constantly with my kids talking to them. And I was also very lucky because I worked for Newsweek, and I only worked 3 days a week, so I was home a lot. And I'd be home a lot unless I went overseas or something, but I'd be home a lot and hanging out with my kids more than I think most fathers do. And I have one son and I have a daughter, but as saying men mentoring men, I never had a conversation with my father at all, and he's passed now, but I never sat down and really talked to him.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's kind of common. I think it's
okay.
Common.
So I'm not so unusual.
No, I've heard that story many times in our groups, And one of the things that that comes out of being in the groups and developing the relationships among the men is that it expands your ability to have relationships with people outside the group, with your family and your friends and your extended family, and it's just that kind of thing. Like what you're saying right now, you're being very thoughtful about your relationship with your father. And that's the kind of conversations that we often have when we have our meetings.
And I'm going to tell you, I also told this person that I got drafted in the Army. We were talking about before we went on the air. And my father dropped me off at the draft board. Now, he was 5 years and 7 months during World War II, and he started crying. And I never saw my father cry. Boy, that scared the hell out of me. I thought, man, I'm in big trouble. You know, if my father's crying, I'm in big trouble. But that was a shocker.
You know, it's interesting, Richard, that one of the things that your thought about being different or something is really common, and was certainly the way I felt, I guess, before starting in the group, I think 8 or 9 years ago. And one of the great things that you find out is the commonality among men's experiences and so forth. And
because
men aren't great talkers or great talking about their feelings necessarily, what you find is that there's so much more that we all have in common. And, you know, it's interesting. People can't see us, but you know, I just turned 53, and Jerry, although he looks like he's younger than I am, is 76, and it would be pretty rare.
That surprised me because I thought he was younger than that.
Everybody does, but it would be highly unusual that I would be have as close a relationship as I have with Jerry. You know, our backgrounds just don't match. In so many ways. I mean, you know, you guys are talking about the commonality of your military service. I do not have that. Jerry's Jewish.
And I'll tell you what, there's nothing wrong with not having a military service background.
Oh, well and it's, you know, it's interesting, although being exposed to a lot of guys in the military, I'm particularly stronger about the fact that, and this really doesn't have to do with M3, but this 1% and the fact that men in particular, but the population is out of touch with what so many people are doing to preserve the country, I think is problematic. And I never thought I would believe this, but I believe mandatory conscription for a year of service or something like that, I think, would go a long way.
And, you know, I hate to say this. I know we're getting off the subject, but maybe it's because I've gotten older. I'm 68. Okay. Maybe it's because I've gotten older, but I've often said later, you know, those 2 years seem like my whole life. I was there forever. But you know what? There was a lot of things that happened there that made me think about things and made me do things. And maybe it was not that bad a situation. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to imagine being in combat. That is the kind of warrior part of ourselves, again, shows up in a lot of different ways. In the meetings and for men in general, you know, whether it's when they're kids and potentially being bullied or being the bullier in when they're children or even in the work life, you know, that wouldn't be the first time that there would be an unreasonable boss or somebody that really pushing people or pushing the wrong buttons.
You were talking about your experience with your father and how he cried when you were dropped off.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about that, and that's a conversation that's come up many times in our meeting, especially with the men whose fathers were vets. One guy tells a story about how he had to deal with the alcoholism that followed, that he's convinced came about as a result of the experiences that his father was on Okinawa. He was on Iwo Jima. And then ended up serving in Europe. So it defined his relationship with and his upbringing. This man that he was his father that he was living with, they could never talk, but at least he can talk about it now. At least he's able to make peace with it and discuss it and reflect on it.
Now I wish that I would have been smart enough at the time to force him to talk to me.
Yeah,
but you know, I was a kid. I was a kid, then I went off into the Army, then I ended up leaving Dayton, Ohio to go to New York to fame and fortune and started working in Dayton, and next thing I know, he was passed.
Yeah.
So we never really had any kind of real closeness. I think my younger brother had more than I did. And maybe that's only because as time went on, he mellowed a little bit. I don't know. I can tell you what, my mother used to complain about her father, my grandfather, as being a very strict and tough person. When I was a teenager, I got along with him extremely well. And he would tell me stories and tell me things about going out on a date in a horse and buggy and all this kind of stuff. And I got along with him. We talked. I used to go over and help him cut his grass because he had a bad heart. And I would, and he would leave a little spot so he could cut a little bit, and I would cut the rest of the yard. And we'd sit, he'd say, "It's time to take a break," and we'd sit down and rest, and he'd tell me stories.
I do that with my grandchildren now, especially my grandson.
Really?
Yeah.
And believe me, everybody in the group knows it. Jerry is one proud grandfather.
Yes, I am.
Well, I've got to take a quick break for a couple of commercials. We'll be right back with Jerry and Robert right after this.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend and
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
What were some of the other conversations?
Okay, we're back. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for...
Nani?
For Nami, I'm sorry. Nami. My mind is... Larry Cartwright and NAMI Association. My mind is totally gone. And I'm sitting here with Robert and Jerry, and they are from Men Mentoring Men. And we're talking, actually we were talking, sometimes I often think I should tape what goes on when the commercials, because we were talking about men and why they never open up. And your group guys get together and tend to open up to each other.
Yeah, it's interesting. The format, the main tenet of the group, we do a variety of things, but the main portion of the group is biweekly meetings where we meet for 2.5 hours, and the meeting is deceptively simple, and that it consists. We started something, I guess, in the last year where we break off in dyads, groups of two, and each man takes 5 minutes to kind of share what's going on in their lives. Sometimes it's themed, sometimes it's just open, and it just gives each of the men a chance to speak in case they don't have something specific that they want to share in the meeting. And then we would typically go on to appreciations so that men get used to showing gratitude in their lives, which again is something that particularly men, I think, often don't do. And then we'll clear some business and so forth, and then talk about whether or not any issues need to be addressed or cleared that would get in the way of having a cooperative meeting or a positive meeting. A cooperative meeting is not the right term. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, guys will come in with something that's hanging over from a meeting, and then we just shift into A time and B time. A time means that it's a topic that they want to make sure gets heard, and B time, which because we're men, is often A time disguised as B time, is, you know, an update or something that's not critical. And other times we'll have some themes, but that's really it. And it's amazing how rich and how diverse and how honest and candid and loving, I would say, the meetings are on a really consistent basis, whether it's a small group. I've been in groups of three or four guys to in the teens, I guess, up to 20 men. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I go a long way to the meetings. I'm west of Philadelphia, so I have, depending on the traffic and so forth, somewhere between an hour to an hour and a half to the closest meeting to me. And I'll finish up a meeting at 10 o'clock and then say my goodbyes. And when I get home, I'm still typically energized or juiced up from what's happened in the meeting. It's kind of an interesting thing. It's a very It's hard to describe.
The two rules along with that is we ask for privacy. We ask the men to be careful about what they say, about what they hear, because very often it's intimate and it's personal.
Sure.
And that there's no shaming. And, you know, sometimes there's a risk involved. You know, a guy can have something going on in his life that he really doesn't want to talk about.
Sure.
Something that he's guarded for a long time. But it's coming up, and it's interfering with his life, and he's got to put it out there. And we have to make sure that when he does that he's not shamed. And I'll tell you, I've heard some things put on the table that kind of rattle you, and you just talk it through is all you can do, and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy can either ask for feedback or not. Sometimes a guy just wants to put it on the table. This happened to me, and I'm dealing with it. I don't really want to discuss it tonight, but I needed to tell you guys about this.
Sure.
And that's another guy. Another time, it's help me out here. What do you think? What's your thoughts on this? Help me out.
Yeah, and sometimes it could be somebody that's a perpetrator of something, whether it's abuse or something of that nature, and really sensitive. And one of the I don't know if you would call it a muscle that I think really gets developed along with your ability to listen and listen fully. And I have to say, just being listened to is something that doesn't happen very frequently in life, being really intently listened to, but is empathy. And you know, I'm not a religious guy, but by the grace of God, you know, go I. I'm capable of anything that any of the other men in the group or outside the group are capable of, depending on what the situation is. I'm very clear on that.
I'll tell you a quick story about watching something unfold at a meeting one time that you knew was life-changing. A man's daughter was going to get married,
mm-hmm.
and he had just found out that she was pregnant. And the wedding was 3 months off, and he knew that she would be showing at the time of the wedding. So he'd gone to his daughter and said, look, let's cancel the wedding. I'll give you the money. Go off and get married. And we talked about it. He was Italian. And what came up for him was that his daughter didn't want to do that. She didn't care. She wanted her day. So he had pretty much told her that it just wasn't going to happen. And when he talked about it, it was really shame-based. That his old Italian aunts, what are they going to think?
Right.
She's going to go walking down there with a belly.
And what's that say about his fathering or something like that as to
yes.
you know, some way it would be coming back to him?
Exactly. So the thought, somebody brought up the fact that this was a pivotal moment in his life with his daughter, and whatever happened today was going to affect the rest of their life together. And he thought about it, and we were meeting upstairs, and he said, I want to use the phone. He went downstairs, it was in a law office. He made a call, came back upstairs. He was in tears. He had called his daughter, and said, whatever you want to do, I'll support you.
Okay.
And it was just to watch it unfold, you know, him go from mm-hmm. here to here, and you know what it meant to her. It was just astounding. It's a gift. How often do men ever sit in a group and have an experience like that, you know?
Yeah, and to have the support and the love of the other men to do that, but then to follow through with it and to be able to follow through with it with an open heart and and really being open hearted, I think is a big piece of it. You know, there are lots of roles we play, everybody gets fouled up whether you're a man or woman. But I'm more familiar with what it is to be a man, but. On what we're supposed to be in our different roles and so forth, and it's really problematic when the way you think you're supposed to be is not the way that you want to be or the way that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And my belief is that you know, being true to oneself is the most important thing that somebody can do in life. And you know, the rub comes in when that's in conflict with, again, what they think. Whether from their past, from their family expectations, father's expectations, what have you. And, you know, something you had talked about, and I don't remember if it was on the air or not, but your relationship, Richard, with your father and the fact that you hadn't had a conversation.
Never.
And you know, the father hunger is a huge issue, and it remains a huge issue whether or not people or men have a good relationship with their father or a distant or tough relationship with their father. It's just a piece of
business.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, you say and you can have a conversation in the true sense because your father's passed, but that it may be interesting, and things that I've done, you know, my father died when I was 13. And I have written letters to him and from him, back to myself. And there's something that's powerful about that, and I'm not sure I can explain it. But there clearly I didn't come to M3 looking for a father figure, but my father did commit suicide, and it was a tumultuous time before that. And it's interesting. I think about it. It's called Men Mentoring Men, and there is no structured mentoring in the group, but there is mentoring. And I'm kind of going in some different directions here, but another thing, I guess I'm reading a book now called Breaking the Male Code, and it's kind of an instruction manual about how to make male friendships, and you wouldn't think you would need that, and at the same time, I'm thinking back to a guy that's in my regular group that, you know, was saying, geez, you know, he wanted some how-to about how to talk about his feelings and so forth, and I thought, geez, I don't know that anybody can do that for you. I don't know that you need that. You just have to kind of fumble through it. You know, I'm much better at talking about my feelings than I was, and a lot of that's from fumbling through it and sitting through some meetings, and people were like, what the heck are you talking about, Rob? You know, we don't quite get it, but it's so part of it is the beauty of it is just being with other men as they struggle through this stuff. You know, there's an article that I wrote about Joe Ehrman does some work, and he talks about the fact that, you know, we're encouraged at an early age to cut off most of who we are. You know, the range of emotions that are acceptable for men is really narrow, and the main one I can think of is anger. And anger ends up showing up with fear, as a replacement for fear, or shame comes out as anger. Frustration comes out as anger.
Most men can relate to that.
But that's, you know, on the face of it, any man that is in touch with himself at all realizes that that's absurd, right? We have a much broader palette of emotions and so forth, and that's a lot of what M3 is about, is expanding that what's possible, the possibilities of what it is to be a man. And we were talking before the commonality. You know, it's realizing that, you know, you have all these things you think that make you so different. You know, I've been a champion of this, I think, of comparing my insides to everyone else's outsides. And, you know, obviously you know yourself in a different way. It's true for everybody. But, again, whether you're a man or a woman, getting together with other people and seeing that play out is extremely helpful. And actually, one of the things we've expanded, twice a year we've been having more than men mentoring men meetings where we invite significant others in, and the females involved have been absolutely fabulous. We've only had three so far, and each one of them has been very different, but the women have jumped right in and see the value in what's going on, and we have both men and their significant others, and then some just men coming in that are interested in learning about relationships and so forth, and it's really been dynamic, and again, just adding another layer of richness too.
There's another powerful piece to the whole thing, and that's compassion.
Yeah.
And just a man sitting in a meeting listening to another man talk about his life is a compassionate act.
Sure.
And you talk about earlier, Robert, developing muscles in terms of skills, emotional skills. Well, you become a more compassionate person over years of being involved with other people openly share in their lives the way we do. And then, as I said earlier, the ability to relate, but also the compassion spills over into other relationships in your life. And that makes you a happier person. I was trying to explain that to my 10-year-old grandson the other day. I wanted to be the first person to say the word compassion to him and explain to him what it was. So, and I did it. I don't know if he heard me or not.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, Richard, thinking about your experience with your father. You know, I'm sure part of the reason for his tears when you were going off to service was a feeling of compassion from him to you.
Mm-hmm. And I thought he was also crying for himself.
And that's good thinking.
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable, reasonable possibility.
That there was a lot of, I remember once, maybe, I don't know, in elementary school, I said, "Boy, I'd love to go to Europe." My father says right away, "There's nothing there you want to see."
Wow.
Because there's nothing there that he wanted to
see. He was there.
All he needed to see.
He saw, he got wounded, he thought he was out, and they sent him right back again. You know, there's nothing there you want to see. So he was very, he was still living with that part of his life.
And that's why he was crying too.
I think so.
He was probably, he might have been crying because of loss, the loss of the inability to have the relationship with you that he would have liked to, but it was so blocked by his own experiences. How emotionally shut down was he? And who wouldn't be experiencing what he experienced?
No, and like I say, and I don't want to, I'm not bad-mouthing him. He worked hard, but when he got out of work, all he wanted to do was come home, read the paper, maybe watch baseball, and go to bed. Didn't want to have to deal with any problems, any kind of situations. That was it. That's what he wanted to do.
Those men were scarred.
Yes.
Those men were deeply, deeply scarred by those experiences.
5 years and 7 months.
That's a long time.
Is a long time out of your life.
Particularly at a young and impressionable age, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I understand that more today than I did then. And it's too bad we've got to grow older to understand things that we should have known when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that much more. I do. My son is adopted. He's from Korea. Came here at the age of 3 months. I've always probably been more. I shouldn't have, you know. But he's a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Wow.
And he's when he got out of high school, he wasn't ready for college, and I didn't make him go.
Mm-hmm. It's a good move.
And he's now he'll be a senior at Keene. He's 27, but he's at school all day and teaches Taekwondo at night.
Awesome.
And he's doing well. But I always would talk to him, and I'll tell a funny story, and I'll tell, you know what, I'm going to skip, we're skipping right through the news. We're going to miss the news.
Okay.
So we'll get the news at the top of the hour. We'll get the news at the top of the hour. I'm the general manager here. I can do whatever I want. I came home once, and in the VCR was a tape, and I turned it on, and it was a porno tape. And I thought,
not yours, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So where did that come from? So I take the tape upstairs. My son's in his room, and I said, "I think this might be your tape. And if you're going to watch it, okay. But you know, sometimes we have guests over; their kids are here and stuff. Take it up to your room when you're done with it."
Yeah, a little sense of decorum.
Yeah. The look on his face was just, and I gave it to him, and I went back downstairs. He came down a little bit later and said, "Are you mad at me?" Mm-hmm. I said, "No." I said, "What you just did is you know, everybody's curious. There's nothing wrong with what you did. I just don't leave it laying around."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, "You know, what if your mother would have seen it?" Now, of course, I told his mother, and she laughed. I said, "Guess what he was watching?" And she laughed and said, "Okay," but never said a word to him.
Right.
And, you know, just that whole, when he came down and said, "Are you mad at me?" It made me feel bad because, no, I'm not mad at you. I'm just trying to help you out here a little mm-hmm. bit, buddy. But I felt so close to him. Maybe, and I don't think it was just because he was an orphan, but because every birthday that he has, I always feel bad about his mother, mm-hmm. who may say, "I wonder where that little boy went."
Mm-hmm.
And we've been fortunate enough to have that little boy in our life. And he's grown up and become
a man.
Quite a man now. And he's he teaches kids. He wants to be a teacher. He's doing terrific, and you know, I can't say that, you know, I'm very glad that he's here and that we got to meet him.
Yeah, you can hear about the pride and the love that you have for him.
He's an interesting character.
I'll bet.
He plays musical instruments. He writes music. I'm an artist. He, when he was younger, was doing artwork, and somebody said, "Oh, you're an artist." He said, "Yeah, my father is." Well, I'm not his real father. I'm not his blood father, but I am his father.
Yeah, you're his father.
And he said, "Yeah, my father's an artist too." And I heard him telling some kids that. But my mother-in-law said, you know, he acts just like you. He's been hanging around you too much.
Yeah.
He's got the same the way he moves and stuff he does. But
They watch.
But I'm very happy to have had him.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer that kids get much more from what you do and how you are than what you say.
They're watching. Yeah.
But you know, Jerry was talking about compassion, and we have a workshop coming up at the Fable, Men, Sex, and Love. Which is coming up this weekend at the Loyola House. We're a secular group, but it is at a Catholic retreat house. It works out very well from a cost standpoint and so forth. We'll give some information a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll do that right after. I'm going to do some commercials in about 3 minutes, and then we'll give that information. But go ahead.
But last year was the largest turnout we'd ever had. It was 25 men, and it was on compassion.
Self-compassion.
And
this is over a weekend?
Yeah. He actually, Ed, the founder, actually had a Buddhist monk come in Friday night to talk with us, and I'll just describe very briefly an exercise he did. I just thought it was fabulous. We each pulled a phrase, kind of a negative self-talk phrase that, again, we all very much have in common, out of a hat, and we would go around the room, and each person said a phrase, and of course we could all identify with what they were. And then he says, "Say it again, but start walking on the person before you." So you start talking before the other person has finished. And then he says, "Now let's all say them at one time." And that was his way of showing us what our minds are, kind of monkey minds, and what's going on inside of us all the time is. And again, just a great exercise. He's a tremendous facilitator and very creative. He's an artist as well.
I saw some of his work.
Yeah. And he just has a way of getting down to the core in very creative ways.
I don't know how much time. Can I tell you a quick story about
it? Just so we've got a couple of minutes before I got to do commercials.
I wouldn't want anybody to think that it's all heavy and hard work. The Buddhist monk talked for about 2.5 hours, and he was sitting very erect in his seat, you know, with his saffron robes on. And then he asked for questions, and the first question he got was, I'm watching you sit there so erect, and I'm having the feeling, could you levitate out of that seat if you want to? And that cracked the place up. Now listen to his response, deadpan. He says, "We don't do that anymore."
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. Yeah.
We stopped about 600 years ago because it takes away from our message. So just so you know that we have a little fun up at these things, too. You can't get 25 guys together and don't think there's going to be some laughs.
Well, no, there's got to be.
Yeah.
There's got to be, or it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Ed, I guess several years ago, started to getting the men in group focused on how instructive play can be. It's not just for kids. So there's always a period of time where we're, you know, we play a hardcore wiffle ball game or, you know, throwing a football around or what have you. And it's true, and that's another thing that men oftentimes don't give themselves permission to play.
As adults.
You know?
As a matter of fact, after
it's not
the break,
responsible enough or something.
I'll tell you how we play. I'll tell you how we play. I don't know if there's enough time then.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Let me do the commercials.
Okay.
And when we get back, you'll tell me how you play.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what I like to play is golf. And okay. I feel guilty every time I go out to play golf, especially when I used to freelance, saying I'm wasting my time. I should be working.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I love playing golf. That's always been one of my passions. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm going to tell them about the weekend.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, we're back. We're back to the last part of the show here. I'm sitting in for Mental Health Matters, Larry Cartwright's show. My name is Richard G., and I've got both Robert and Jerry here from Men Mentoring Men, and we've been talking about men and their problems, basically, of being open. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting. You're making me think about that. I was thinking about in the break when we were talking, Brené Brown.
That's why I always say I should take the breaks.
who's a terrific author dealing with vulnerability and shame, which is what you're dealing with when you're talking about opening up. And something I've really seen and felt that when we open up, it feels like weakness to us.
Sure.
But it's looked at as courage by the people that you're opening up to. And that happens all the time. And I've been in the group for 8 or 9 years. I still hate sharing when I'm sharing negative things. I mean, it's easy and certainly a lot easier to talk about positive things. But and it does feel like weakness oftentimes. But it's important to remember that it's not, and it is courage, and it's seen and held as courage by the other men, and that's a big piece of it, because we all have shadow sides. I mean, that's just the way it is. We're human.
Jerry, you had a story you're going to tell me. Then we're going to get your phone numbers and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not all heavy guys sitting around talking about what's going on in their lives. We
sure.
Also make sure that we play plenty. And one of the events each year in at Ed Adams' house, he's got a little farm over in Lambertville. We set up a tent, and we have a no-talent talent show.
Okay.
And men, any talent that you have, and I'll tell you, as it turns out, there's a lot of talented guys among our guys. And men bring their sons very often, and fathers and sons will play music together or
mm-hmm.
sing together
okay.
or sometimes some poems. And it's just an incredible day. We do it every year. We usually have...
Yeah, it started displaying some art, I guess, mm-hmm. by some of the guys.
Yeah, 35, 40
as well.
People. I do Tai Chi, and since I have no other talent, I try to teach Tai Chi a little bit, show them what Tai Chi is like. But the other thing we do every year that's a blast, we fly into a camp in northern Maine. We used to go up to Canada. We like to be in the wilderness. We've had as many as 20, 21 men. Lately, recent years, we've been averaging like 8 or 10. And we fly into this camp in northern Maine. Some of the guys go in on a logging road, but it's a lot more fun to fly in on the float plane, land on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Wood cabins, turn off all the electronics. There are none. There's no TV. There's no radio. There's no cell phones. There's no computers. And we bring some guns up. We do some shooting on the range. We don't shoot animals. There's no hunters among us. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It just doesn't happen to be. And we do a lot of shooting, a lot of hiking, play poker at night, drink a little whiskey at night.
Little fish.
Fish. Boating, if it's warm
yeah,
enough,
a,
swimming,
going
up late.
Right.
Yeah, bring bow and arrows up,
mm-hmm.
play horseshoes out on the lawn, and we play like kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember when you were a kid in the summer?
Oh, yeah.
And you get up and you say, what do you want to do today, Marty? So we'll say, all right, let's go. We'll take the boats across the lake, and we'll climb that hill, and then this afternoon we'll come back, and a boop. But, you know, it's just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just so much fun. So.
And it's a perfect balance. The camp is a perfect balance of rusticness, and it's almost like a hotel because the cabins are heated by wood.
And gas lit.
But they have it set up where you just fire up a match and put it in, and, you know, it's... The cabins warm up quickly, and
mm-hmm.
kerosene lamps on the walls, and terrific food.
No gas, not kerosene, gas.
Okay.
Yes.
It is a beautiful, beautiful and fun time. Great way to let your hair down.
Yeah, it sounds good.
So we play.
Okay, we only got about 3 minutes, so we need to get your phone numbers and the information.
Yeah. So if you have interest in the workshop this weekend or further workshops, again, we didn't speak specifically about the workshop too much, but is Fable, Men, Sex, and Love, hardly a more misunderstood combination of topics. The Men Mentoring Men phone number is 908-707-0774. The website is M, the letter M is in Mary, 3, spelled out, T-H-R-E-E, .org. And then our email address is menmentoringmen@gmail.com.
Okay. So if anybody's interested in the workshop this weekend, they can give you a call, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or getting more information about meetings or
any
other
events.
You want to
be a part. Is there a fee to become a member?
There's no fee to become a member. We do ask for donations. We're a 501c3 charitable organization. We have some expenses.
Sure.
And we do ask for a $20 donation when you come to a meeting, but no one's ever turned away.
Okay.
So.
Okay, but that's important for people to know.
Oh, yeah.
Because don't want to. I've been involved in some things and suddenly got there and realized I owed a lot of money.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah, okay. No, there is no membership fee.
No
and
membership.
The cost of the workshop, which includes lodging for a couple of nights and all meals, is $349 for somebody that's not a participant of M3.
Okay.
So again, very very reasonable fee. We get the founder, again, who's a PhD psychologist, at a reasonable rate. Well, we do pay him. But
and we have an MD coming this year also to talk about men's health issues. Dr. Russo from Lambertville.
Okay.
Is going to be joining Ed, talking about men's health issues.
Okay. Terrific. I want to thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you.
Real pleasure meeting you and appreciate the opportunity, Richard.
Well, and maybe we should do something again in the future.
Sure.
Maybe after this.
After the workshop.
After this workshop or whatever, but we could do something.
That's great.
Okay.
And again, I've thoroughly enjoyed talking with you on and off the air.
I've enjoyed talking with
you. I feel like I know you.
a little bit. Yeah.
It's good. So, actually, I'm supposed to be doing the show that follows this is the medical center, but the medical center today, the doctor that was supposed to come is on an emergency call, so will not be here. So I'm going to go to the rewind, and I'm going to be leaving. But I'll be back here tomorrow for my normal show at 4 o'clock, and we'll be back here with live radio at 8 o'clock in the morning, so please stay tuned.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is
You're
Basics,
listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios
illness.
Are located in the Century
we also
Link
have a
at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
For Help Us Zero. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
In what the IRS calls an elaborate scheme of identity theft, sophisticated criminals have once again hacked their way in, this time accessing personal tax information for more than 100,000 taxpayers. The thieves accessed a system called GetTranscripts, where taxpayers can get tax returns and other filings from previous years. The thieves cleared a security screen that required knowledge about the taxpayer, including their Social Security number, date of birth, tax filing status, and street address. I spoke to Michael Doherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine and author of the book The Devil Inside the Beltway, about the logistics of how this could happen.
We're loaded with government lawyers.